Well, joining me this morning is Mayor Ted Kozlowski of Stillwater, beautiful Stillwater, Minnesota, and we're here on Radio Row kicking off the Governor's Fishing Opener, the 78th annual. Mayor, tell us a little bit about what this means to have this event here in the community.
You know, it's huge. I have a council member on our city council who's been serving for 22 years. And he is kind of our ambassador for all things fishing related. And I swear he's been working on this for 22 years. And Governor Walz was awesome enough this year to elect. I mean, we're the birthplace of Minnesota. And so to get chosen to host the fishing opener, for me, is really special. Like, we're known as the land of 10,000 lakes. And of course, I love that. But we also have the most beautiful river in the country right in our backyard. And fishing on the river is different. It's harder, I think. I've had zero luck fishing on the St. Croix River, and I've had a boat since I was 12 years old. So, you know, to kind of showcase the river and the value that brings to our community, being a river town, and the fishing scene is amazing. I watch everybody else fish, and they seem to be doing a really good job. I must be missing something.
Are you fibbing?
I'm not fibbing. I've spent so much time on that river, and I absolutely suck at pulling fish out of that river. But I see everybody around me, and they seem very good at it, so I must be missing the mark on something. But apparently it's a wonderful spot to fish, and it's really cool to showcase that in our backyard.
That is funny. You need to go out with a tour guide or a guide tomorrow.
I've got one of the marquee fishermen in Minnesota on my boat with me tomorrow for the opener. So I'm ready. I'm going to have good luck tomorrow.
I'm rooting for you. Let's expand a little bit about your community. It's just kind of like a little wonderland when you walk through the streets of Stillwater. I did early this morning on the way here, and I'm like, I'm going there after. I'm going to this shop. I'm going to have that malt. I'm going to have that food. It's amazing.
It is. It's wonderful. I mean, I was fortunate enough to grow up here. And then, of course, you know, you go to college. I moved to the West Coast, East Coast, South America. Ended up getting married in Charlotte and having our first child. And then, you know, like a lot of people in my town, we come back. And it was magical. I kind of fell in love with my hometown again. And my wife fell in love with our town. And we weren't planning on staying, and it was kind of the magic of Stillwater. We're like, why would we ever leave this? It's a magical town. We've got great restaurants, great retail. We've got a little bit of a buffer between us and the cities, but we're still very close to the metro, obviously, and it's magical here. It really is.
And how important is tourism to your city?
I mean, obviously, it's big. We've got great restaurants and great retail. And with, you know, the local community on its own, even if we all supported all of those businesses, it probably wouldn't be sustainable, especially in the wintertime. And so, you know, we rely on, you know, the fact we're a beautiful destination. We have this gorgeous river and this beautiful, vibrant Main Street. So tourism's a big part of our community. It really always has been. And so events like these are great. Like, as the mayor, there's nothing more fun than showing off how beautiful our town is. And, you know, I was down doing some media interviews yesterday, and there were some tourists walking around, and they're like, this is beautiful. And then I'm like, hey, thanks, welcome, come to Stillwater. And you know, everybody that shows up here for the first time just kind of realizes how magical it is in Stillwater.
And do you believe folks that come and experience for the first time return?
Oh, yeah.
Or bring people with them?
Oh, yeah. We've had, you know, kind of selfishly, one of my goals when I first got on city council was I wanted some nicer, like a few more nice hotels in downtown Stillwater. And we've got two new hotels in town, and they are booked pretty much every single weekend. And they get a lot of repeat guests, and a lot of people make this their anniversary destination. It's a wedding destination. It's a destination for celebrations. We're kind of the city when if anybody in the metro has friends that fly in from out of town, they kind of always bring them to Stillwater.
And let's talk about Stillwater. I believe it's around 19,000, 20,000 people.
Yep, we're just under 20,000 people.
Okay, and do you see the community continuing to grow?
You know, for the city of Stillwater itself, not really. We're pretty much built out at this point. You know, there's a couple of little new housing projects coming in, some redevelopment things, but it pretty much, we're at max capacity at this point. So I don't think the population is growing, but, you know, really since, you know, kind of COVID, and we have wonderful events in town. We have a lot of really cool events. We have Lumberjack Days, of course, which is the oldest continuous festival in Minnesota. That's still going strong. We have Harvest Fest where we drop giant pumpkins from a 120-foot crane and blow them up. Yeah, it's and they race pumpkins down the river and paddle them. They carve them out and things like that. So we've got really cool events. And those things have really gotten more popular over the last few years. And so we have a lot more tourism, I would say, these days than we had 20 years ago or even 40 years ago when I was a kid growing up here. So we're kind of growing in popularity, but probably not in population.
And is it fair to say that this is a community that can host all ages? It's a great, like, family destination.
It really is. I mean, with the river and kind of the restaurant scene that we have, it's, you know, kind of growing up when I was a kid, it was a little bit more of a party scene, right? And now it's definitely a little more family friendly, I think, than it was when I was younger.
Right. Well, Mayor, anything else you wanted to add today about being the host city of the fishing opener?
No, just honored that the governor and Explore Minnesota chose Stillwater to be the host this year. It's really fun having you all here, and just seeing the excitement with everybody. Again, I grew up on the river, but, you know, fishing was not a big part of that experience. And I had no idea how many people were so passionate about fishing on the St. Croix River. I mean, obviously you see all the boats and everybody out there and, you know, they seem like they're having a good time. But I've learned more about the different fish species that we have in the river.
You guys have 60 species of fish in that river.
Yeah, huge sturgeon, giant catfish, things that you don't just have in our lakes. I mean, we're the land of 10,000 lakes. We also have this gorgeous river. So it's fun. It's really fun.
All right. Well, Mayor, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys.
Likewise.